Welcome and thank you for joining us today for MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we bring awareness to nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making an impact in our community through their generosity, their purpose, and their impact. Welcome to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight nonprofit leaders and everyday heroes who are making a difference through their purpose, their passion, and their generosity. I invite you to join me for our conversation today to find out how our guest is doing that and to learn how you, through your time, talents, and resources, can do the same. Supporting our community is a top priority for us at Ellen Becker Investment Group, and we do that in a number of ways, offering various educational seminars, our community events that we host, our corporate volunteering, and of course, our philanthropic efforts, which includes community sponsorships and donations, and of course, this show. We believe that community involvement plays a pivotal role in fostering vibrant, inclusive, and resilient societies. When people actively participate, they not only contribute to the betterment of society, but they also benefit personally through increased social support, a sense of belonging, physical, mental well-being, and a deeper understanding of the needs and the opportunities within their community. All things that contribute to an overall fulfilling life, right? Now imagine what our community would look like if everyone had an opportunity to fully participate and engage, contribute, and feel that sense of purpose and connection. But sadly, that's not always the case. There's over 8 million people across the United States that have an intellectual and developmental disability, or IDD. That means that there's over 8 million people who have thoughts and feelings, ideas and skills that in most communities are not fully tapped into or even included. So wouldn't we have a better, stronger, more vibrant and resilient community if everyone was able to contribute in some way? So here to talk about this and more is my guest today, Rebecca Jackson, Executive Director from Balance Inc., who partners with and supports individuals with IDD so they can live life to the full and deeply connect with others and ultimately thrive in our community. So welcome and thanks for being here today, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you for having me, Jill. So happy to be part of this program. It's an honor.
You're certainly welcome. I'm wonderful that you're here to share. Why don't you start by telling us more specifically who Balance is and what you do?
Absolutely. Balance is entering our 35th year. We started from humble beginnings, one man and his wife supporting another man in their home. They opened an adult family home for that man to live with others, and we grew from there. So we now have 8 community homes throughout northern Ozaukee County where 25 people live. We have an adult day program where 65 people use our services Monday through Friday, and then we have about 50 children who receive either after school or summer day camp type experiences with our support. So about 125 people a year are supported by Balance after our humble beginnings. We've really grown to do something. As you mentioned, we partner with people, we support people along their journey. We focus on folks forging their path and helping them so that they are living fully, they are connecting deeply, and they're thriving in their communities, focusing on experiences and developing those connections that help shape social roles.
Yeah, so important. Yeah. What specifically drew you to Balance? What was your journey?
Sure. Well, it's my origin story. I'll share that. Starting back in grade school, I won't give you the full dossier, but I was the kid that didn't quite fit in the traditional school setting. Never quite understood the instructions or the directions the same way that the other students did. And that led to testing and meetings and conversations and things of that nature. My mother was then eventually told that I should be enrolled in life skills classes instead of the traditional curriculum, and that it was likely I wouldn't graduate from high school. And she refused to believe that. She would often say, well, she has a sense of humor, and that means that I think she has good intellect, and I think she would do well in life. That was her litmus test, that I had a sense of humor. And so she just refused to believe that, and she championed everything. From extra services and supports to extra time on my studies and what have you. And fast forward, something worked out for me and in the school setting, and I started to thrive. I ended up graduating early in the top 10% of my class. I had academic scholarships for college, and there was no concern about whether or not Becky, as my family still calls me, was going to do okay in life.
You proved them wrong.
I proved them wrong. And so there I was, 17, pre-law. This was not my chosen field at 17. I did not have it all figured out. And an unthinkable thing happened. My mom, that champion of mine, became ill. And so I didn't go away to college. I stayed local. I enrolled in community college. And to get a job, to make a little bit of money during that process, I started working at a community group home for adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities. And that shaped everything. It just clicked. One issue was I thought it was strange that these five men who lived in that home, and that home was much like the homes that we operate at Balance, those eight homes I talked about. And it was odd to me because their life looked a lot different than mine. It was much more sheltered. They weren't going to the grocery store. They didn't go to the movies. They just weren't doing those kinds of things. And it struck me as odd. And it was from then that I just developed a passion for changing that. It seemed like it was where I was meant to be. I switched my major and told my parents, instead of pre-law, I'm going into human services.
But mom was still there championing for you,
Mom
I'm sure.
was still there championing for yeah, me. Yeah. And so had this career about 30 years now that I've been doing this kind of work. I just aged myself there, but it's all right. And really all I'm doing is exactly the same thing that my mom,
what your mom, that
my
did,
mom
for
did
for you.
Me. Yeah. Yes. You know, just walking alongside somebody, partnering with them and helping them forge their path.
And carrying on your mom's legacy.
Absolutely.
I mean, she was the one that said, you know what? I know my child better than anybody and no one's going to stop her.
Yes.
And they didn't.
Yes.
And I think that's wonderful. Why do you feel your mission is so important? You kind of alluded to that in your story, but, you know, tell us your mission specifically and why you think it's so important.
Sure. That focusing on every person thriving in community and really being a part of the fabric of our society is what is at the core of our mission. So let me ask you a question. Jill, what do you do? How many times have you heard that? Mm-hmm. How many times have you said that? Mm-hmm. It's a common, in our society, that's a common question. And when a person doesn't have a social role, they don't have an answer to that question. We have those 8 million people you refer to across the U.S. with intellectual and developmental disabilities. That's a lot of people carved out of society. Yeah. And so changing that, walking alongside people who matter, who have other parents who are championing them, who have their own interests and talents, all can be parts of our community given just that access. And that's what we're about.
Well, you talk about this idea of balance shaping our community. Is that what you mean by that, from what you just were talking about and describing?
Absolutely. You know, we all partner together and we become what we know and who we interact with. There's a woman that I know, her name is Jocelyn, and she has an answer to that question about what it is that she does. And that's pretty recent for her. She can now say proudly, she works at McDonald's, she cleans tables so people can eat their food. And that's how she would describe her job. That was a lifelong dream for her. And in her middle age, she's now achieved that dream. We want that to be more readily accessible for people. And what a beautiful thing that you sit down at and you eat at a clean table.
Yes,
that's part of shaping community. Yeah. Everyone participates in and connects together.
And I love how she perceives her role mm-hmm. at McDonald's. I mean, many people probably wouldn't even think about that.
Exactly.
But her, it meant something different for her and was very, she felt this sense of belonging, which we talked about, which is so important.
Right? Absolutely. She has a sense of purpose and importance that people can eat because she's there.
Right. And that leads into my next question, talking about people contributing to the community. But don't people with IDD need help from the community?
Absolutely. That's talking about Jocelyn's experience. That happened because Balance was able to bring our secret sauce to the mix and help shape that. People do need support. Every person needs support in one way, shape, or form.
Right,
and we all work in tandem with each other. But the way that we worked in tandem with Jocelyn was not in helping her find a job. That's actually not one of the services that we provide. There are many other organizations that do, wonderful organizations that we partner with all the time. But that's not our direct support. However, in order to search for a job, in order to obtain a job and to keep a job, a person has to be physically well enough. They need to be emotionally well enough. They need to plan transportation, dressing for success, the hygiene, the personal hygiene that's required to obtain a job, particularly one that you'll be interacting with the customers. And all of those factors are things that we can help people with, that we shape around people with, work with them to have exactly what it is that they need so they can be successful. Then the entire job hunt began. So Balance just wrapped around her from our programs to the people on our team to make sure that that was successful. Helped her then connect with one of those partners. It was the Department of Workforce Development and their Division of Vocational Rehabilitation, which is a wonderful public organization. And they helped her with a job trial and an internship at McDonald's. It was 3 months long. Quite the interview process, if you ask me. And so it went very well, so much so that they offered her the position at the end of the 3 months. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to say she's doing well. She's getting her first performance review. She's excited about that. They've asked her to increase her hours, and it's all going well. So working at McDonald's is what Jocelyn does, but helping people on their path, whatever that looks like, is what we do at Balance.
Mm. Well, you mentioned the secret sauce, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with the term. It's all about the sauce, right? In culinary terms, it means the sauce is key in bringing simple meals into high quality culinary experiences. But interesting to learn that in slang and pop culture, it represents style and confidence, charisma, and setting yourself apart. So we're going to take a quick break, but stay tuned because when we return, Rebecca's going to share all about what the secret sauce is at Balance Inc. We'll be right back.
Milwaukee's philanthropic community is brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. This year, EIG celebrates 30 years of thoughtful growth, personalized service, and community impact. From a kitchen table vision to a boutique wealth management firm, EIG has always put people first, offering transparent advice, fiduciary care, and education that empowers families for generations. To learn more, visit ellenbecker.com.
Welcome back to MPC, Milwaukee's philanthropic community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and my guest today is Rebecca Jackson from Balance Inc. So I said before the break, interestingly, when I was doing some research, that in slang and pop culture, the term "it's all about the sauce" represents style and confidence, charisma, setting yourself apart. So tell us about the secret sauce at Balance Inc.
Absolutely. So I'll take you back to my first week with balance. So if I was not already head over heels for balance at that point, which I was, but if I wasn't, that first week would have sealed the deal. So I think it was Wednesday, the Wednesday of that week. I went on an activity with a group of people, and we sliced apples, we made apple cider, we made apple crisp, we went on a hayless hayride, we went to a garden and picked vegetables right out of the garden and ate them right there, fruits as well. And I learned so much in that day. It was that Lindsay is the fastest, fastest apple slicer in all of the Midwest. May is the most adventurous person I've ever met. Nick does not like vegetables, but raspberries are all right. And but also what I saw was these interactions were so much fun. I had a great time. They had a great time, but it was fun with purpose. It wasn't just about going out and having sort of a field trip. That was really not the point. The point is the experiences that were developed, the know-how that came out of that day, the confidence that was built, the relationships that were built, all of those things lead to those social roles that we're talking about. And we do that constantly. So 30 years in this business, in this field, and I can tell you that a day like that would have been unusual. It would have been maybe once a year, maybe even a couple of times a year for some folks. And to us, it was just a Wednesday. It was just any other day. Every day is like that with balance, and that really sets us apart from what other people are doing. And honestly, I can't look at other service providers that provide supports to people with intellectual and developmental disability as competition,
right?
Really. We're all doing things slightly differently and in unique ways, and it's a good fit for different people. And there are 8 million people in this country.
We can't
serve 8 million people, but we certainly can do what we do and do it very well. And and I think those connections that we help people make, the way that we partner with our different organizations around our county, make a big difference for the folks who use our services and their experiences and what they're able to shape from them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you can serve people with this secret sauce, which it sounds like is the fun and purpose, right?
Exactly.
Very good. Lots of great things going on over at Balance. And as you say, with other organizations that also serve the IDD community. So we're not here to compete. We're here to complete, as the saying goes. I mean, there's enough people out there to serve. As you said, everybody has their unique talents, unique ways that they are set apart. There's room for everybody to serve. So that's important to say. What would you say comes next for Balance Inc.? You know, what does the future hold?
It's an exciting time. So we have all of those 125 people I mentioned earlier, and we have well over 30 people waiting for our services. They would like very much to live in one of our homes or use our day program or attend one of our children's programs. And we simply don't have the space or the team size to expand at this point. But we hear those phone calls. They're parents just like I am. They're parents just like my mom was. And they're looking for what we have to offer. We want to meet that need. So we're looking at potentially adding space for our day program. We're looking at investing absolutely in our direct support team so that we have more folks to provide the secret sauce. And we're also looking at some interesting and innovative living opportunities for people. So growth is in our future, but strategic, thoughtful, careful growth. We have to be mindful about making sure that we can continue to do everything at the quality that we do it now as we expand. But we've got to meet the needs of folks that are looking for us.
Before you build your infrastructure, you need to make sure that you're serving the people that you are already serving well. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. And on a very tangible note, we have our gala coming up on October 1st. So that's very exciting in the future.
Well, how can people promote social roles and community development and then ultimately support Balance Inc. and your mission?
Absolutely. We have a tremendous number of community partners. So different organizations that we work with to create experiences that I talked about earlier. Those are integrated experiences with people who don't have IDD and people who do. Sometimes they're tailored specifically for us because a number of people maybe that are involved and so on and so forth. So if you are a community provider who is interested in partnering with us, we would love to talk with you. If someone is just interested in learning more about what Balance does to find out, well, maybe I can support, but I'm not sure how, please send me an email. I'd be happy to chat with them. We'll sit down and have coffee together. We also have volunteers. You can go on our website, balanceinc.org, and you can fill out our volunteer form. We are looking for team members. So if you'd like to be a direct support person, we have our application online. These are all ways that folks can support us quite directly. If you are looking for employees, we have people who use our services, many who have jobs, some who would like to have jobs, and our partners might help make that connection. So certainly reach out to us about that as well. And absolutely, funding is something that is tough for us. We're only a portion of our services are covered with the funding that we receive. Funding is at a volatile state right now. We don't know what that's going to look like in the future. And so we really do need to expand our donor base. We actually have a goal this year of increasing our monthly donors. So people who are interested in donating at least $25 every month. It's kind of easy and it's set up for you already. But if you if someone would like to support at that level, we'll actually give you a sweatshirt and you can get our name around with some branding. And that's always
advocacy
great too.
Advocacy is so important. I think sometimes people forget about that. I mean, if you've got somebody advocating for you out in the community, you can't be everywhere, right? So sweatshirts or whatever it is that you can give people when they're out in the community, they can talk about it.
Yes.
And that's why I love to do the show, because I meet so many wonderful people like yourself who are doing so many really great things. And so if somebody comes to me and says, I live in Ozaukee County and I'm looking for a place that can serve my son with IDD. Do you know of anybody? And now I do.
Yes.
I can refer them to you, Rebecca. So one more time, the best way for people to reach you or Balance Inc.
Absolutely. So our website is balanceinc.org. You can contact us right from that page. You can reach me directly, our leadership team, send us an email through the group email address that's listed. You can give us a call. You can stop by. We're right in Grafton. But
okay.
The best way to reach out is balanceinc.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, appreciate you being here, visiting with us today, Rebecca Jackson from Balance Inc. Thank you for all that you do to support people with IDD and the way that you're making a difference in the community. So thank you for being here today. Just a reminder that if you want to reach out to Balance Inc., you can check our show notes for some of the contact information that Rebecca shared. I also encourage you, our listeners, to stay tuned, subscribe to MPC. New episodes drop every Thursday morning, and you'll learn how wonderful organizations like Balance Inc. and Rebecca Jackson are making a difference in our community. And you can learn how you too, using your time, your talents, and your resources, can make a difference as well. So always remember, whether you're at home, at work, or out in the community, find a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. If something in today's conversation resonated with you, share it with a friend or family member. And if you haven't already, subscribe so you never miss an episode. At Ellen Becker Investment Group, we believe education and community impact go hand in hand. That's why we love bringing you thoughtful insights from leaders and organizations who care deeply about making a difference in Milwaukee and beyond.
Please note, this podcast is intended for general informational purposes and to highlight philanthropic efforts in our community. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellen Becker Investment Group employees and leaders. For more resources, visit ellenbecker.com. We'll see you next time.